And now, some help in recruiting and retention. Tips and advice on how to recruit quality drivers and support staff and keep them happy so you can hold on to them. This is Retention Attention with Jackie McManus on the Tim Ridley Show.
Jackie, good morning to you.
Tim, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Doing great. Thank you so much for having me on the show again.
Yeah, good to have you on again as well. We missed you last time, but we're certainly happy we were able to make that connection today and looking forward to talking to you as well. And it's no different. And, of course, you know, with Truck Driver Appreciation Week, you would love to hear what got our drivers into the industry and what's keeping them rolling. These are the questions this morning. Jackie wants to know, what got you into the trucking industry and why are you still out there? What's keeping you behind the wheel? Our number is 615-292-6366. And you are a great advocate for the trucking industry, Jackie, and you fight for the drivers. And of course, this is National Truck Driver Appreciation Week, and it's really great to be able to have you on during this week. But one of the things about it that you're always looking, you know, talking with the companies and looking at ways and discussing with them is ways of making things better for our drivers. And we certainly appreciate you during this National Truck Driver Appreciation Week as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And thank you. Yeah, thank you so much. And it's great to be on during National Truck Driver Appreciation Week. And it definitely is a week that companies are coming together and really honoring their drivers. And it's really great to see that support. And it's something that, you and I talk about it all the time, that we would like to see this, every day. So it not should only just be one week, but it really should be something that is a staple of how drivers are treated by their companies, by their carriers, and by the American people every day. And I think this year, historically, or this year with the pandemic, we've seen their work as frontline heroes, really helping out the community and keeping the economy moving forward. And I love hearing from the drivers and love hearing how they got into the industry. And that's why we actually launched the Fifth Wheel Hero campaign, which has gotten a ton of traction, so that we can tell the American people, you know, the stories of the men and women behind the wheel of how they got into the industry and what's keeping them rolling, no pun intended.
Yeah, and with that program, that campaign that you have, let's talk about that a little bit too, because we're always getting new listeners, and some of my listeners probably have not heard of that. So let's talk about that for a moment there, Jackie. And by the way, our number again is 615-292-6366. If you'd like to tell Jackie what got you into trucking and what's keeping you behind the wheel.
Yes, so the Fifth Wheel Hero campaign, it was developed during COVID, and we realized that, you know what, we saw some of the biggest media companies honoring the frontline heroes, and we wanted to keep that momentum going. So if you go to fifthwheelheroes.com, submit your information, and tell us your story. Tell us how you got into the industry, what kind of cargo that you guys are hauling. And we've put together some really great graphics, and we put it on our social media outlets. We have over 50,000 followers of men and women that are truck drivers. And our goal is really just to highlight the values of the drivers, who they are as people, and really share their stories and show the traction of how great the industry is, because, you know, sometimes it doesn't get the best rap. And so our goal is really just to illuminate the core values of how great this industry is and how essential our frontline workers are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm glad, I knew it would get good traction, and I'm so happy to hear that as well, that is receiving a lot of input from the drivers. And before, we're going to go to the phone lines in just a little bit, but I think you know my story, Jackie, and I know most, if not all, of my listeners know my story, but I'll start with me. What got me into trucking was because it was a childhood dream of mine. My dad drove, and mm-hmm. he was a bed bugger for North American van lines, and he loved furniture, you know, moving furniture, loved moving people, and loved meeting and talking to people and talking to families that he would move. But I often jokingly blame him, although he's no longer with us, but I blame him for getting me bit by that bug, because at the age of he bought me trucks, you know, from just a toddler, and then at I believe around 4 or 5 years old, he would take me to the truck dealerships. On this would be our Sunday afternoon excitement, you know. He would put me on his shoulder, he would lift me up to the window of these cab overs, because I couldn't climb up on them. I couldn't see inside the windows, in other words, and he would describe everything that I was looking at. So, yeah, I got bit by that insect many years ago, and it didn't let me go. So it ended up becoming an addiction couldn't break and didn't want to break. But let's head to the phone lines, Jackie, and Hobo is with us in North Carolina. Hobo, good morning. You're live on the show with Jackie.
Good morning. I got the same thing with Tim.
You got the bug?
Yeah. My daddy hauled hay, done all kinds of stuff.
Is that right?
He was, yeah. And then whenever somebody go get give blood to figure out and everything, the hospital doctor's office, and find some weird looking stuff in it called diesel.
Got that diesel in your veins, in your blood. I know the feeling.
Yeah. No, but like I said, no, but I've been doing it for over 32 years.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much for everything that you're doing, Hobo, out there. What are you hauling?
Oh, yeah. Well, right now, I haul a reefer. I'm like Tim. I like my reefers back here.
Yep.
And everything. But right now, I was supposed to pick up a load of produce, but they got camping on. I'm going to go pick up 9 crates for a moving company to another moving company in Kansas.
Well, that's another good thing about pulling reefers. You're versatile. You know, if you don't have any temperature-controlled freight, you can always pick up other things, you know, dry freight or any other thing, just like you're picking up something at a moving agency. So that's great.
Yeah. Yeah, also, since April of this year, I found a great company. The owner made a pledge that his driver will make good money ever since I've been here. My lowest check, when I had to stay home for a heart problem, I had to get taken care of. Mm-hmm. And that, I have not seen a check under $800. My check runs up to $1,800 take home a week sometimes.
That's fantastic. So you've been with them since April?
I've been here since April 29th, and I got a goal for next year to buy a house, and I put money back in a savings. I'm starting a savings account.
Congratulations.
So they'll be able to buy me a house next year. That's the money I make here with this company here.
Hobo, let me tell you this. Before you go to buy that house, you might want to get with a higher paying company. $1,800 a month. I know it's hard. I mean, a week rather. In some weeks, I know it's hard to make it on that, isn't it?
No,
That's just tough, isn't it?
It's hard.
Yeah.
I asked Bob and I wouldn't get a day off when you go home next week.
Yeah, that's good. You're with a great company, and making that kind of money, that's great. And congratulations to you, and congratulations
and
on your upcoming.
I'm driving an old truck now. I'm driving an old truck right now, but next year I'll get a brand new one. Spring next year I'll get a brand new one.
Yeah, that's great. And Jackie, he's also bought him a pickup truck as well.
Oh, yes, congratulations. A lot of big purchases.
I had a tree limb fall on it, and I got to take it to the hospital and get it worked on.
Yeah, that's great. The one suggestion I would have is wait for the housing boom to reduce its costs right now, because everyone's buying houses right now.
You're right. It's amazing at how the housing market is now. It is definitely a seller's market. right now. Mm-hmm. So sellers have the upper hand. Hobo, congratulations to you, brother. Thanks for your call. Be safe out there.
Thank you, Hobo.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be back to the phone calls on the other side of these messages. 615-292-6366 if you want to share with Jackie about why you got into trucking and what's keeping you behind the wheel. This is Tim Ridley along with Jackie McManus on Retention Attention on the Tim Ridley Show. Sirius XM.
Back to Retention Attention with Jackie McManus on Road Dog Trucking Radio.
All right, this is Tim Ridley on Sirius XM 146. It's about 48 minutes past the hour. Jackie is with us. Attention, attention. We're going to head back to the phone lines, Jackie. Let's go to Destiny. Destiny is in Virginia. Destiny, good morning. You're live on the show with Jackie. Good morning to you. Are you there, Destiny? Okay, we'll put Destiny on hold and don't go anywhere just in case. Sydney will pick up and see what's going on there with your signal. We'll go to Martin. Martin is in Tennessee. Good morning, Martin. You're live on the show with Jackie.
Good morning, young man. Good morning, young lady.
Good morning, Martin.
You was asking what drives us to do this. I am the fourth generation at this. I have photographs of my third generation back grandfather hauling freight from Kansas City to Salina on a horse and wagon.
How cool is that?
Yeah. Wow. We're a long lineage of transportation goods. I have the fifth generation, a 27-year-old son, that works for Navajo. Mm-hmm. So, it's a family thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Martin, how long have you been with your current employer? Or are you a general operator?
You know, I have to look at him every morning in the mirror, and I think he gets uglier every day. I've been self-employed now for 29 years.
Yeah, congratulations. That's huge.
I've been in the industry for 36. My daddy was my teacher. I met the bad side of a yardstick every time I scratched a gear. I met the bad end of a yardstick every time I fell off the road.
Yeah, yeah. So as our previous caller said, diesel's in the blood.
It's like I said, it's just been a family tradition for us. We love it. We know what our equipment is. Tim was talking earlier about sleeping. I get in this thing, I don't sleep. I'm on my way to Tampa, Florida right now. I've got 4 days to get there, but I'll be down there tomorrow night.
Fantastic. Now, Martin, I know there's a lot of new people. Yeah, there's not a lot of new people that want to get into the industry. What advice would you give to the younger generation about getting into the trucking industry?
If you're going to come into this industry, get your head on straight. Think straight. Be smart. This is not a game. This is hardcore living. Mm-hmm. I've had 3 marriages, and all 3 of them have failed because it requires full dedication.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be above the game. Everything's moving towards electronics. That's great, but your body has to move towards manual labor yet. I've been in the flatbed industry for a long time.
Oh, wow, yeah. And that's intense on the body.
You've got to be dedicated. You can't be just run 8 hours, stop and play 4 hours worth of video games and think, oh, I've got my day in. That's not the way trucking works. You've got to get your freight. Mm-hmm. You don't stop until you get it delivered. This is not a game one.
Mm-hmm.
This is hardcore living.
And where all do you run, Martin?
I run mainly from Ottawa, Kansas, east. We try to stay below the Maryland line down into Florida. I have been here lately picking up a few out of Ottawa, Kansas, going out into Salt Lake, New Mexico. My best one I had yet in the last 2 months is Lordsburg, New Mexico. That was a fun run. Beautiful country.
Yeah, it is beautiful country out there. Well, that's great. That is wonderful. You've been in the, been self-employed rather for 29 years. So you are a living example of how you can make it.
Exactly.
Not only in trucking, but also as an owner-operator, independent operator as well.
Yes.
Yes, and as an entrepreneur. Congratulations. That's huge.
And it's just dedication. You just got to set your heart to do it, and you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this before we let you go, Martin. You've been in this for a long time. So have you found, or do you see that sometimes, you mentioned dedication, do you find that sometimes when a person, when a driver, a man or a woman gets into the industry now, they give up too easily? They're just not dedicated enough to the job to stick around long enough to make the money that they can potentially make?
I honestly do believe it's more frequent in men. They come in here thinking they deserve everything. They're not willing to earn anything. I'm proud of our women truck drivers. Very proud of our women truck drivers. I don't know where they get their dedication and their hardcoreness at, but ladies, you need to show the men.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, Martin, thank you so much for all you do and your dedication.
Yeah, thank
and also
you so much.
Thank you, and we appreciate you. And of course, as Jackie just mentioned as well, not only this week, but every single week of the year. You be safe out there, brother.
Thank you, Tim. You have a beautiful show, and keep up the good work.
All right. Thanks, man. We appreciate you. All right. And Sydney is actually trying to get the answer to some more calls.
Stephanie
before we... Yeah, but we just lost it. Well, we just lost that call. So let me ask you this as we get ready to wrap up, Jackie. What are you seeing? Do you see a turning trend now as far as, you know, within this year of 2020, as far as trucking companies are concerned, as far as retention and even recruiting for that matter?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's just such a interesting and funky year, obviously, with this pandemic. But we are seeing that, you know, baby boomers are going to start retiring, and trucking companies are really going to need to tap into the younger generations for hiring. And so that's why I wanted to get, you know, Martin's point of view on what does it take and to become a professional truck driver, to own your own truck, to become an entrepreneur and live that American dream, and be able to, like Hobo, I mean, he's, you know, bought a new pickup truck, he's going to be buying a new house. And so there are a lot of, I guess you could say, the American dream that are attainable through the industry. And so it's really figuring out, you know, who's going to be a good fit for the industry and who's going to be able to have the dedication and have the, you know, the spirit, the entrepreneurial spirit to be a truck driver, because it's evolving, and it's evolving into more technology. But I think Martin said it best, it's still labor-inducive. There still needs to be a body in the truck. And that's really, you know, now trucking companies are saying, how do we tap into this younger generation, not only bring them in as truck drivers, but keep them. So that they don't turn over and say, hey, this is not for me after 8 weeks. And I think that's going to be the biggest struggle, is how is the industry going to tap into this younger market?
Okay, yeah, I can see that. George wants to talk to you before we part the airways, Jackie.
Oh,
so let me
to.
get to George. George, good morning. You're live on the show with Jackie. If I can get you, well, Sydney, can you help get George in here? My board is acting up.
You did it. You did it.
Oh, did I? Okay.
He's here. Hi, George.
Hi, George.
Good morning, George.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hey, Tim.
Hi.
I started at North American in August of '79 as a bed bugger. So,
maybe I
knew your dad, or maybe he and I knew people, you know, that were there at the time, Bruce Beebe and Harold Harper and people like that, but...
I bet you did. Go ahead.
I got into it because things were, in the economy, were really bad, but they talked about the opportunity to make the real spendable income. And I did at the time. You can't do it today, but I did at the time. And, I mean, I started with a single-axle Transtar with a shiny 290 and and a 42-foot household shower. But I was listening to Martin, and I got to disagree with one thing he said. He did say that trucking is hard living, and that is very, very true, and that's probably the biggest reason that most people can't make it out here is because mm-hmm. they've been coddled too much, and you know, too much is given to them. But I have to disagree with him on one point. If trucking cost him three marriages, then he should have got the hell out of it. And that, because that ain't worth it. That, you know, that's his life, and you know, and I'm glad he's fifth generation or whatever it was, and everything he said is true. But he should have got the hell out if that's what it cost. If that's what the cost of it was. So,
you know, I think, you know, and I understand exactly what you're saying, George, but I think he has the heart like me when I was dating, and I, first of all, let the lady know what I did for a living, and I had no intentions of coming off the road or getting into anything else because that's where my heart was. And even when I got married, or before getting married, I explained that to my wife, and I said, if you can deal with it, you can, you know, let me know. If you cannot deal with it, let me know, because I'm not coming off the road. I know, Jackie, it may sound bad, but that's where my heart was. That's what I enjoyed doing, and I felt if I were to come off the road.
That's all fine and dandy, but then he should have been dating the girls and not married them, because then you cross over to, you know, something completely different. I mean, my wife knew what to deal with. She was okay with it. The only holiday or birthday I missed or anything, I missed them all except for Christmas. I promised her I'd never miss Christmas, and I never did. I never have.
That's good. Well, George, we got to wrap up, brother, before we get cut off. But thank you so much for calling, and you be safe out there, my friend. Appreciate you. All right.
And Jackie,
as always, we appreciate you, and we certainly look forward to the next time around.
Absolutely. Next show's going to be Dating and Trucking.
Be Dating and Trucking. That's right. Appropriately named. All right. Jackie, thank you so much.